somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with, hold on a minute here, testing, I can't, my mic is all messed up, my headset messed up.
Mic check. Mic check, mic check. Mic check, 1, 2, 3. Mic check, mic check.
Now I'm not hearing myself at all. Testing, testing, testing. I'm not hearing myself in the headset. Let me see. Oh, here we go. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. A little mic issue on this headset or whatever, but it sounds like it's working now. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. No biblical question. Oh, my God. Something should happen between now and tomorrow, all right? No biblical question. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and you just don't have time to sit and watch the show, and you say, well, I'm going to podcast it later, you can do that. But you could be listening no matter where you are and what you're doing. to the show as it is happening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Isn't that amazing? No matter where you are, anywhere in the world, in the whole wide world, and we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black, and everybody and their mama, if you're white. Pick your choice. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Merry Christmas. We say Merry Christmas. It is Christmas. It is Merry Christmas. And it's in the air and it's everywhere. I can feel it in my bone. Merry Christmas. It is also Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. What dog? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. 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 Who let the dogs out? I am thinking about what's happening in my country and in the world, but in my country especially. And I realize, maybe even more so, I've realized this for a while, is that the world is not going to change. It's not going to change. But you can overcome the world. Isn't that amazing? The world is not going to change, but you can overcome the world. You can overcome your reaction to the world. You can bank on it that the world is not going to change. And the reason for that is that most, human beings are not going to change. Their hearts are not going to change. Their heart will forever be wicked. And wicked people carry out the acts of hell on earth. Hell is on earth through people. And it's not going to change. But it's strange. It's interesting. It's amazing. You can change. And so your reaction to the world will change. And you will have peace on earth. You really will. But you got to work on yourself. Nobody can do it for you. You got to work on yourself. And the way you work on yourself is by becoming aware of yourself. There's no other way to change. Isn't that amazing? You can't change you. You can't change anyone, and you can't change you, but the awareness will change you of what's happening in you. It will change, and it really, really will. And those who are working on yourself, you're serious about it, have you seen a little small change in you, in the way that you think about things, or your reaction to things is not as dramatic? In a little way, it has changed. You don't get mad at the family anymore. You don't have to hang out with everyone anymore. You're not that needy of people. little things in your life has changed. All of a sudden, things that was really important to you is no longer as important. And all you're really doing is watching the not you. And it's changing. Human beings are wicked. There's nothing good in human nature. There's nothing good in human beings. You're not going to find anything good in human beings. And so stop looking for the good. Why not pay attention to the evil so that you can overcome it? And you, yourself, all of us have to overcome evil if we want to be free. Most are not going to do it. They don't love freedom. They love enslavement. They love their misery. They love the thrill of being angry, of being sad, of being depressed, suicidal, or being judged and judging. They love the misery, and they lie and pretend it don't by crying. And when they're crying, they're lying. They love it. They literally love it. And then Judas, their imagination tell them, well, if you only had this, or you only had that, or you will only go here, or you will only go there, you will be happier. And you do it, and you're not happy. What the? The world is evil. The world is hell on earth. You say, oh, I'm afraid of dying. I don't want to go to hell. I'm afraid of dying. You're already in hell, dummy. You're in hell already. And when what you call death happens, only thing you're going to do is drop your body in hell if you have not overcome hell while alive. I want to give you an example of evil. Pure, outright evil. And it's a what seems to be a big example, but it's the same thing that's happened in your life with your family, your friends, your husband, your wife, your children, your job, your everything. It's the same thing happening everywhere. So you might know by now, if not breaking news, but the news broke yesterday on this show. Someone called in and said Daniel Penny was, I believe Daniel Penny was acquitted. I think someone told us that yesterday. But Fox has reported Daniel Penny. And Daniel is the guy that was accused of, quote unquote, killing some black guy on a train there in New York in a chokehold. And it had been reported that the black guy was making all kind of crazy threats and acting weird and doing crazy things. And Daniel tried to stop him. And Daniel is a white guy, and because Daniel is white, he had to go to trial. That's the only reason Daniel went to had to go to trial, because the DA is black there in New York, and Daniel is white. But amazingly, he was made free yesterday. Fox 5 is reported Daniel Penny has been acquitted of all charges, all of them. All of them. In the chokehold death of some black guy by the name of Neely on a crowded NYC subway train last year. That's amazing, been a year. Watch this from Fox 5.
Daniel Penny is now a free man after a jury of 12 Manhattanites acquitted him in a case that has sparked public outrage over the subway chokehold's death of Jordan Neely, a homeless man whose behavior, according to witnesses, was violent and alarming on that crowded F train. Penny showing emotion for the first time in the courtroom since the trial began over a month ago, smiling as his defense attorneys embraced him immediately after the not guilty verdict, the courtroom erupting in applause. Neely's father turning to someone behind him, cursing in anger, saying, "Are you clapping when my son got blanking killed?" protests quickly turning violent outside the courthouse, with one person arrested. The verdict comes after the court dismissed the first count of second-degree manslaughter after the jury had a difficult time coming to a unanimous decision. After 5 days of deliberations, they delivered the not guilty verdict on the second count of criminally negligent homicide. The defense team argued throughout the trial that Penny was justified in his restraint of Neely.
I wasn't trying to, like, injure him, but I'm just trying to keep him from hurting anybody else.
Prosecutors failed to convince jurors that Penny was reckless or negligent in his chokehold.
I miss my son. My son didn't have to go through this. I didn't have to go through this either. It hurts.
Our call to action is to take care of each other. We can't rely on outside people. If we see someone asking for food, we have to take the responsibility to give it to them.
That's a lie. It's not your responsibility to give him food. And all of a sudden, they so hurt over Neely. What about all the time he was, according to report, and allegedly living on the streets, being high and all that stuff, they say. All of a sudden, they hurt. Isn't that amazing? Human beings are evil. And so Daniel Penny was a hero on the train. They said that when he stopped that black guy, Neely, from whatever he may have done to hurt others, the people applauded him. He was a hero on the train. But when he walked off the train, he was a criminal. Isn't that amazing? Hell on earth, human beings are evil. And so people were saying, you know what? If this happened to Daniel Penny, he had to go to jail and court and all that. I'm not, when I see people about to get hurt or get a beat in the public, I'm not doing anything. I'm not lifting a hand. And can you blame them? Especially if you're white. If you're white. But according to this report, Daniel Penny is free. Back free again. I wonder will he ever try to help anyone else. I wonder will he ever try to help anyone else. So I want to show you what evil look like now. It's pure evil, and I want to break it down so you can understand that these people, so-called Black Lives Matter, far-left, liberal, radical group of people, worse than the KKK. They make the KKK look like angels. I hate to even compare it to the KKK because they're worse than the KKK. Ku Klux Klan. Really, they are. So instead of saying thank you to Daniel Penny, these Black Lives Matter people pretend that they're hurt by it. So I want you to listen to some of their words. They act as though it happened to them. Right? It was just one black guy and one white guy. One Daniel Penny, white, one black Neely, and the Black Lives Matter people want to organize and start a mess. Is this all thrills? It's all attention for the ego? It's not about Neely. It's not about Daniel Penny. It's about self gratification. It's about getting attention for self. All black people were not involved in that. Only one. There appeared to be other black people trying to hold the black guy down on the train there, but it didn't happen to all black people. Think about it. It only happened with one black guy and one white man. And so Black Lives Matter is out there protesting because they want attention. That's all it's about. It's not about love. is not about black. It's about attention. It's about hatred of the heart. So Black Lives Matter responded to the verdict of Daniel Penny going free. Watch this from Fox.
The verdict causing the courtroom to erupt in claps from Penny's defense, as well as threats on Penny's life from Black Lives Matter leaders who just days ago promised riots if Penny was acquitted.
Everybody else has vigilantes. We need some black vigilantes.
That's
right. People
want to
jump up and choke us.
Choke
and
us.
Kill us.
And
for
kill
being
us.
Loud. How about we do the same when they attempt to oppress us?
The only crime that Jordan Neely was guilty of was the color of his skin. These wonderful white people, I hope they celebrate their Christmas while the Neely family is praying and asking God for comfort. Them in America.
See the hatred? GG them and GG America. Black people. And they are pretending that they are so hurt over Neely. Where were these people when Neely were out on the streets? And I think it was reported he'd been in out of jail before. Where were those people then? They didn't love Neely then? All of a sudden, they love Neely, right? They are hurt. And you fall for it. These people are evil. They have no love, not for Daniel Penny or Neely or anyone else. GG America, they say. And GG the white people in their Christmas. It's been reported that Neely from Newsweek, but this is from Newsweek, Neely record has 42 prior arrests dating back from 2013 to 2021. Think about that. The black guy, 23, according to the Newsweek, 23 prior arrests. I mean, 42 prior arrests, 42, dating back from 2013 to 2021, or in 2021. Where were Black Lives Matter? Where was his daddy? Was his daddy not hurt then? Was his daddy not hurt as he is right now? Was Black Lives Matter trying to get vigilante when Neely, if it's true that he has 42 prior arrests? Why they weren't hurt then? All of a sudden they're hurt? All of a sudden, they are mad. All of a sudden, we are being slapped on a train. It was one person and one person only. It wasn't every black person. It was one person. I really want you to wake up and see how you're being played. See how you've been played. This is not happening to every black person. And you have no business saying GG America or white and their Christmas. These people not heard about Jordan Neely at all. It's an act, folks. It's evil. It's hell on earth that dwells in human beings. When Christ said that anyone who has anger, which is hatred, is evil, and do not trust an angry person. He wasn't lying. It's worse and deeper than what you can even imagine. And the reason you don't see the depths of it, you don't see it in yourself. You won't see it. And that's why, that's why your heart is not changing. You don't see that you're evil. Every human being is evil until they start to work on themselves and overcome it. So I want to just remind you, Black Lives Matter is not representing anyone but themselves. Each individual is about self. It's not about blacks. It's not about whites. It's not about America. It's about self. The thrill of being acting so, pretending that they're mad. Pretending they want to organize and just, I'm just ticked. Where were you when Jordan Neely was in prison, in jail, in and out of jail? Why y'all didn't go and give him a piece of bread and help him then? Why you didn't give him some bread? You said you're obligated to get somebody some bread when they want it. Why didn't you give him bread then? Why were you not organizing to help Jordan Neely overcome whatever problems he was having? Where was daddy, his daddy then? Oh, daddy just so hurt now. I'm just so hurt, I don't know what to do. I'm just hurt now. He's lying. Plain old lying. This is hell on earth. And it's all an act. And remember when they burned down America, threw down statues and monuments and everything, pretending they cared about some other black guy that was allegedly killed by cops or something? Something, somebody did something somewhere? They gathered a whole bunch of money. Where are those people now? They bought houses up in the white neighborhood. They ain't bought houses in the hood. They went and bought homes, according to a report, in white neighborhoods. And the blacks never did see that money. But they burned down No Justice, No Peace and collected buku money. And that female so-called lady that running for president, representing Democrat, I forgot her name, Camilla, she was like supporting it. When will you stop falling for the lie inside of you? Just think about it. When will you stop falling for the lie inside of yourself? Because when you stop falling for the lie inside yourself, you're going to stop falling for it outside of you, inside of others. You really will. But you got to work on you. There's no such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, Debbie Dadism, Allahu Abba-ism, anti-Semitism, race, white supremacism. No ism. Those are just words. Really, they are just words. And they only mean something to you if you're subject to words, if you're subject to the world. When will you overcome words? Somebody can put a title behind their name. Or, I'm Dr. George. I'm Dr. This. I'm lawyer this. I'm psychiatrist this. I'm counselor this. I'm governor this. I'm mayor this. I'm city councilor this. I'm bishop, pastor, reverend, whatever this. And you fall for it. Because it's a title, and that's all it is. It's just a title, a word. And the person put the word behind their name because they're lost. And they need something to make them feel as though they're found, and you worship them. You worship them. You're so dumb, you get in agreement with Black Lives Matter, and Black Lives Matter is an evil organization. People are no good, their hearts are wicked, and you fall for it. And they act like, oh, black people, in 2024, this is 2024, right? Yeah, still. And you act like it's 250 years ago. And what you don't know, 250 years ago was better then than it is now for the blacks, because the blacks were independent then. They thought and did it for themselves. It's all a game being played on you. It's an act. It is not real. is an illusion. Why don't you drop your anger so you can see what's going on in the world around you by seeing what's happening within you, men and women, all races, all financial status or whatever. Black Lives Matter. Oh, we need vengeance. Vigilante. And they feel so good at the mic saying that and getting the attention from the media. And that's why that woman went, oh, GD, those white people, they're Christmas. And GD America. And she walked away with three all over her. Just feeling ego out of control. And you agreed with it. With it. Why not become an individual and be free? Why not drop your morals and come out of your prison? 888-775-3773. A quick break. Already back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace. And I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, and it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Country and Western Tuesday. Get your orders in. Christmas, I think next week. I may be wrong, but it's real, real close. So get your gifts orders in now so we can do our best to get them back to you before Christmas. T-shirts, mugs, and beautiful hats and books and amazing books. My books are amazing. My books are amazing. And they'll be amazing Christmas gifts. From Rage to Responsibility, the first book I wrote. And then Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. See how it started out with Jesse Jackson and all those people? And then come Black Lives Matter came along. Obama and all those people. And then the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. 7 steps. Only 7 steps. Can you do 7 steps? Most people can't even take the first step. They can, but they won't, because they love their hell. 7, little pocket guide for anyone is good. If you use it, it'll work. If you don't, if you do it, it will work. If you don't, it won't. It won't be enough just to read it. And then The Antidote, my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Amazing. I will sign them. So go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. rebuildingtheman.com/store. And We still have a bond holiday sale going on there. 15% off on all merch. 15% off on all merch. Isn't that amazing? What the? Go to rebuildingdemand.com/stores. All right. The Hake Report coming up at 9 this morning, Monday through Friday. TheHakeReport.com. And after the Hake Report from 9 to 11, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Joel Friday TV. And at 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. So Daniel Penny is free, and I wish him well. I wish him well. I bet you he won't try to help somebody else anymore anytime soon. And before I go to the calls and your super chats, apparently they caught the CEO killing suspect, the guy who has been accused of killing a CEO of an insurance company. According to ABC7, a suspect has been arrested and charged following the target attack on Brian Thomas, the CEO of a major insurance group, United Healthcare. This is from ABC7.
For the past 5 days, the world has seen the alleged killer in short clips, sometimes his face behind a mask, other times unobscured. Today, those images led to an arrest and a name.
He has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione.
In a news conference this morning, investigators said they have Mangione in custody, booked right now on firearms charges. He was picked up in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Investigators say he was carrying a host of items linking him to the shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, including a homemade 3D-printed handgun similar to the one used in the killing.
He was in possession of a ghost gun that had the capability of firing a 9mm round and a suppressor.
Also said to be in Mangione's possession, several fake IDs, including one that matches this bogus New Jersey license that the suspect used at a New York hostel, as well as a handwritten 3-page document that shed some light on a possible motive for the shooting.
We don't think that there's any specific threats to other people mentioned in that document, but it does seem that he has some ill will toward corporate America.
Amazing, huh? It's being reported, and I don't know how true it is, that this guy came from a very wealthy family, that his father was a successful businessman, whatever he was doing. And they're saying that this boy went to a couple of the top universities in the country, and that he was at the top of his class. And I think he has a couple of degrees, they said. Isn't that amazing? And you wonder, why would a person, if that's true about his background, why would a person want to go and kill someone that young and destroy his own life? Don't you like wonder, what the? Did he think he was going to get away with it? Was there something else going on with this boy? If it's true that he did this, alleged killing. With all that going on with him, yet something drove him to do that. Well, whatever his reasons were, and we don't seem to know them at this point, the same spirit that drove him, for whatever reason, to allegedly kill this guy, it's the same that drives you to hate your neighbor, to not love your enemy, to want revenge, to gossip, to be jealous, to have fear, to be driven by fear, to worry, to have suicidal thoughts, to look for love, to even want or need love. It's the same spirit. It's no different. because you're going to quickly say, "Ooh, I would never go and kill somebody. How can somebody just kill someone like that?" The same way you can hate your neighbor. It's the same, and it's no different. The actions were different, but the spirit is the same. Evil hearts and deceived minds. Your enemy is within. This boy is supposed to have had the world going on for him. Get good education. I thought education was the answer. You've been told over and over again, you can't make it in America unless you have a degree. And everybody been trained like monkeys to go to college. Oh, what you doing when you finish high school? I'm going to college. Who told you that? My mama. Here's some information on this guy that's been accused of killing the insurance company guy from United Healthcare. Watch this from ABC 7.
Mangione is a 26-year-old graduate of the University of Pennsylvania.
See?
Police say he was born and raised in Maryland and has ties to San Francisco. His last known address was in Honolulu, Hawaii. Mangione was on a Greyhound bus moving through Pennsylvania that had stopped at a McDonald's restaurant this morning. A worker there spotted him and called police.
A McDonald's employee did something we ask every American to do. If you see something, say something, but most importantly, do something.
Unless you black, unless you white and you try to do something, help stop violent with a black person. One hand, if you see something, do something. Okay, but if you do something, you're going to jail. Isn't that something? Do you want me to do something or you don't? The guy has a degree and everything, been all to Hawaii. Hake had never gone to Hawaii. Have you ever gone to Hawaii?
No, I have not.
See? Hake never gone to Hawaii. This man been to Hawaii all over the place. Gone to McDonald's. Hake has never gone to McDonald's in Philadelphia.
But I heard this guy had back problems.
He had back problems?
Major back problems.
But Hake got back problems, too. He ain't killed a man. Not yet.
Hake went down a different path, is what I'm trying to say.
What?
I'm not educated enough.
Evidently. But you have a degree.
True. So watch out.
See, every white person have a degree?
Yes.
It's hard to find a white person that does not have a degree.
No, there's some whites who don't have that.
Is it? Are there?
Gotta be.
Have you ever seen any?
I think so, yeah.
You've seen a white person with no degree?
Well, Italian.
Nick, you have a degree?
Nope.
See? And he ain't white.
Wait, what's it?
And then that's why black people trying to get degrees, they heard that the white people had them. They're trying to be like the whites. And get a degree, because before degrees didn't matter to black that much. They got jobs and they built houses and they had a life.
Yeah.
But they heard that the white man would get a degree, and now everybody want a degree.
We got to get an education.
Yeah. Except maybe Jesse's getting daddy.
I think Booker T tried to tell him otherwise.
He did.
Did he?
He tried to warn him. You know what? Get a job.
Make yourself useful.
Right.
That's what amazing. The?
And so this guy had the degrees and been to Hawaii, according to the story. And apparently they say he has a back problem.
I really got that from Fox, yeah. And they were talking about how he had a botched surgery and had even written about being quite angry about it and about something not really working out for him, possibly related to the insurance stuff, but definitely the back problems.
I haven't heard all that yet. I did hear something about the back problem, but I have not heard that. Amazing stuff. It doesn't matter what you have if your heart is wicked. 888-7753-773. And I guess more of why he did this will be coming out. Apparently he had a manifesto, right? Manifesto?
I heard he had written a bunch of something.
Is it called Manifesto?
If it was a manifesto, yeah.
It's called manifesto?
Yeah.
The thing, when people do write that, it's called manifesto.
Right.
And what is a manifesto?
It's like a written documentation of your motive and your outlook on life.
Oh, okay.
And why this is so important.
Like a diary?
Kind of like a diary.
He had a diary. Lord, Derek, my producer, been to Hawaii too. He black.
Wow.
Derek black, and he been to Hawaii, and you have not gone to Hawaii.
And I've been invited to Hawaii a couple of times. A bachelor party, a wedding.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't like Hawaii?
I was too busy with work.
Oh.
And then, well, the other one was a remarriage. You know, remarriages, not that excited to go to.
Amazing. Anyway, Kelvin out of Ohio. Kelvin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yep.
Hello? No, Kevin? Yeah, I heard his voice. I thought I heard yelp. Okay, I'll come back to him. Let me go to Harold out of New York. Harold, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello?
Hey, Harold. Hello? We have a problem with the phone?
Maybe so.
Harold, hold on.
Hello?
Yeah, it's on. I'll be here. Hold on, Harold. Hello? It's me. Hold on, Harold. We have a problem with our phone. I was wondering. I don't think. Let me try Kelvin again. Kevin again.
Might be worth it.
Kevin.
Just to see.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Derek, see if his.
It's just like blacking out.
I'm sorry?
When we put him on air, he suddenly can't hear us, maybe.
Oh. Hold on, Kevin. Lord Jesus, if ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Now you see why we tried to raise $15,000.
Hold on, guys. I'm going to try something real quick, okay? Hey, Harold, can you hear me? Harold, can you hear me now? Testing, Harold. No, nothing. Harold, how about this? Harold.
I'm in Harold.
Okay. Thanks, guys. We're going to have to reset stack.
Of the way it used to be.
Call back, guys. Call back after a minute or two.
Yes, call back. Everybody on hold, call back in a minute.
And free.
Call back in a minute, Harold. Call back in a minute, Calvin and Jaden and
they
the rest of the callers.
They say that time's supposed to heal you. I ain't done much healing. We're working on the phones right now, so I got to sing. Hello? Can you hear me?
We can read Super Chats if you want. We have a bunch of Super Chats.
I'm in California dreaming of the way it used to be when we were younger and free. They say that time's supposed to heal you. I ain't done much healing.
What's also weird is I can hear myself in my ears. I used to not be able to hardly hear myself.
I can hear myself too.
Well.
But they can't hear. I can't hear them.
Yeah.
You want to do Super Chat?
Yeah.
Super
Chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Deplorable Dave says, Jesse, on Sunday when the lady answered, I can't read.
Answer!
The biblical question 100% correctly. Why didn't you stop and tell everyone she just told you the correct answer right then and there?
What lady?
What the? I'm blanking on her name, but she's from out of state, I think. And...
Oh, the white lady?
Yeah.
The really nice lady that visits from Texas.
That sounds right.
But and the person want to know what?
When she answered the biblical question correctly, saying it was thoughts, that they are the traitor within, Why didn't you stop and tell everyone she just told the correct answer right then and there?
I don't know. What the...
Maybe you wanted more feedback from the other people.
That's not the way we do mean, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deplorable Dave from Rosamond, California. No more thoughts. Bought our coffees.
You're in your thoughts. What was that?
Deplorable Dave.
Deplorable Dave. Oh, amazing.
Sometimes you do and sometimes you don't.
Right. If
it's usually like toward the end of getting everybody's input.
We have a fellowship day.
Yeah.
Okay.
No more thoughts about our coffee. Just watched Church. I wanted to give my input to the discovering the traitor in me discussion. Nobody said anything even close to what I was thinking about. I thought by traitor in you would have meant something good. Like a revolutionary spirit that makes me betray the demons that rely on me to be in hell with them.
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Like anytime I don't do what they want, they call me a traitor, kind of traitor. Kind of a traitor. Betraying the devil. Thank you, No More Thoughts.
Thank you, No More Thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time.
No More Thoughts, got plenty of thoughts. Thanks, man.
Oh, amazing.
Or woman.
Thank you.
Vincent bought a coffee. Almost said his last name. I just wanted to know how I can return to the Father if I never met my Father or know where he is. I forgave my mother, but the anger in me has not been taken away from me, and I don't know what to do.
If you forgive your Father by realizing if you can't meet him or see him or talk to him, if he has inspired or anything, just realize as you cannot help yourself but be angry, your Father can help himself either, right? And just forgive him by knowing you're out of control and forgiving your mother, and then stop identify with the thoughts and feelings of anger. If you can stop identify with it, it'll be over with because it's truly not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. Those emotions are not you, all right? So just stop identifying with them. Don't call them you. Amazing. You would think that Billy would have showed up today since he worked in the studio, because every time he worked in the studio, there's a problem. I think he's laughing.
You think so?
I think so.
Probably.
Amazing.
Jamil bought a coffee. Listening to Church this Sunday, I was so in my head. My thoughts just wanted me to argue or have an opinion about the soul thing when I wasn't really sure. The spirit? Are you a spirit?
Oh, yeah.
Then after calming down, I realized that there are some things that I'm not really curious about, like heaven or hell or what happens when we pass or soul or no soul. I don't really need to know all the details. I don't live by those things. What do you think, Jesse?
That about them, how they live?
Yeah.
I don't know how they live.
Well, just by what he said.
About how he lived.
Yeah, he's not really curious about that stuff. Heaven or hell, what happens when you die, whether we have a soul or no soul. Sorry.
Why are you laughing?
Because whether we have a soul or no soul sounds funny.
Amazing.
To me. Thank you, Jamil.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll have to read the rest of these Super Chats after the break, I think.
Let me take a break. Two more hours to go, and we're working on the phones here. We'll get it going here in a minute at some point. So be patient. We can see your call, but you just can't hear us. When we're on the phone, we can't hear you. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from
Mike Check, Mike Check.
Right? Because so many conservatives are being
hold on, Jesse, hold
down,
on.
Discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So
Calvin, can you hear me, Calvin?
Are starting to fight back. It is happening to us.
Calvin,
too.
Ohio.
I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you could go
Harold,
to
New York. Can you hear me?
Com and find all the ways to support us.
You can Harold,
check
New
out
York.
Rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can. Call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, as you see this guy right here. That's why he's there. Cowboy Jesse. It is Tuesday, December 10th, AD 2024. Hang tight, callers. We're working on some technical issues. Bill the Engineer and Nick the Genius are slaving away to get that ironed out. And JLP will be right back to the rest of this Super Chats and more great stories and hopefully some awesome calls. But first, fake news, not fake news. Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN, reports the holidays are rapidly approaching. What do they mean? They're already here. The holidays are here. It starts with Thanksgiving and then Christmas and then New Year's Day and I guess New Year's Eve. And the far-left extremist liberal FBI is encouraging shoppers to be vigilant as online criminals try to take advantage of inflation-weary Americans. So protect yourself from holiday cyber scams. Cyber scams. What a mess, huh? And that murder suspect has been captured, as you heard earlier this hour. Luigi Mangione. Pardon me if I don't know how to pronounce it. Italians. The suspect in the killing of the United Healthcare, all one word, CEO Brian Thompson, has been arrested and charged with murder. 26-year-old, tender age of 26, Ivy League graduate from Maryland, is facing several other charges too, including forgery and criminal possession of a weapon. He was apprehended by police yesterday, after he was spotted eating at a McDonald's. A worker, as you heard in that news report, spotted him and called the police. Shout out to the McDonald's workers. We love the McDonald's workers. In Altoona, Pennsylvania, 230 miles from the New York hotel where the shooting occurred last week. At the time of his arrest, Mangione had multiple fake IDs, and he had a 3D printed gun with a what they call a silencer. Was it a silencer or a suppressor? Or is there a difference? It's not totally silent. It's actually kind of loud, but quieter than a full-blown gun by itself, I guess. Both consistent with the weapon used in the murder, according to a New York official. Authorities also recovered the suspect's manifesto, quote-unquote, which did not include specific threats but indicated ill will towards corporate America. And that's what the NYPD, New York Police Department chief of detectives, said. What a mess, huh? And the Middle East. Peace in the Middle East. We pray. The Biden administration is racing to secure a ceasefire and hostage deal to halt the war in Gaza between Israel and Hamas before President-elect Donald J. Trump is inaugurated January 20th. According to multiple people familiar with the discussions, greedy Biden all of a sudden he wants to get some glory. Before Trump gets in there. In the wake of the recent ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon, pardon me if that's annoying, talks over a Gaza deal have resumed quickly but quietly. The U.S. officials, scarred by a year of faltering efforts, have gone nowhere. You scarred U.S. officials? Separately, crooked Joe Biden has vowed to support Syria's neighbors during the transition from the Assad regime and protect U.S. personnel in their continued mission against ISIS. The so-called president said he plans to speak with his counterparts in the area in the coming days. That's Biden voice. And that U.S. officials will deploy to the region. What a mess, huh? Officials will deploy there. And severe weather, the powerful Santa Ana wind is bringing particularly dangerous conditions to SoCal. I heard there's a crazy fire in Malibu that's spreading. Homes already damaged, maybe. This comes just over a month after a similar wind event helped fuel the mountain fire, which scorched nearly 20,000 acres in Ventura County and sent residents scrambling for safety. More than 12 million people across the region under red flag warnings through Wednesday. Multi-day rain event shifting to the northeast from the southeast. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Mm-hmm.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Calvin, Ohio, can you hear me, Calvin? Calvin, Ohio? Testing 1, 2, 3, Calvin. Thank you.
Calvin, Ohio. Can you hear me? Mic check, Calvin. Mic check, Calvin, Ohio. Can you hear me? How about now, Calvin? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I hear you, but it's real faint. Can you hear me?
Okay, well, how about now, Calvin? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it's real faint.
Is this better?
Yeah.
Hold on for me, Calvin. Harold, New York, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Okay, how about, is this much lower? Is this significantly lower? Test, 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 test. All right, Harold, how about now?
Yes, sir. Very good.
Thank you, sir. Jade in California, can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, thanks, Jaden. Thanks. Appreciate the patience. Hold on.
Say to the men of this country, just shut up and step up.
Angels are being dispatched right now from Africa right now. Africa right now. Africa right now. From Africa right now. Angels are being dispatched right now from Africa right now. Africa right now. Africa right now. From Africa right now.
Afro-America, are you a victim of white racism in America today? Does the thought of another white president scare you? Have you ever found yourself hating every iota of a cracker?
Every last iota of a cracker I hate it!
Well, get your chicken and waffles to go, because Bond Action is hosting a Back to Africa ocean liner adventure. For a limited time only, get the reparations you've had coming to you and head home. Navigated by the same white liberals who already control your lives every day.
Food stamps, unemployment insurance.
Take a seat in the bottom deck and get rowing. Negro spirituals will be presented throughout the trip, and complimentary seawater will be served hourly. Watch as all your issues disappear upon arrival to your old home. Enjoy a simple, carefree life as you will no longer have any rights or liberties to worry about or protest for. All of these benefits can be yours, but once on board, there is no going back. One-way tickets only, and we wish you the best on your new life journey. To sign up, register at bondaction.org with your contact information.
Bond is not responsible for malaria, yellow fever, HIV/AIDS, gonorrhea, animal bites, infection, starvation, violence, tooth rot, gingivitis, rash, or black-on-black slavery.
We call ourselves black men with African garbo.
Greetings, Afro-America. Are you a victim of white racism in America today? Does the thought of another white president scare you? Have you ever found yourself hating every iota of a cracker?
Every last iota of a cracker I hate it.
Well, get your chicken and waffles to go, because Bond Action is hosting a Back to Africa ocean liner adventure. For a limited time only, get the reparations you've had coming to you and head home. Navigated by the same white liberals who already control your lives every day.
Food stamps, unemployment insurance.
Take a seat in the bottom deck and get rowing. Negro spirituals will be presented throughout the trip, and complimentary seawater will be served hourly. Watch as all your issues disappear upon arrival to your old home. Enjoy a simple, carefree life, as you will no longer have any rights or liberties to worry about or protest for. All of these benefits can be yours, but once on board, there is no going back. One-way tickets only, and we wish you the best on your new life journey. To sign up, register at bondaction.org with your contact information. Bond is not responsible for malaria, yellow fever, HIV/AIDS, gonorrhea, animal bites, infection, starvation, violence, tooth rot, gingivitis, rash, or black-on-black slavery.
We call ourselves black men with African garb on.
Politic. It's terrific. It's tremendous. Once you swallow the contents of this bottle, you'll have the bountiful benefit of higher wages, shorter hours, and security. And now then, because we are introducing this amazing item for the first time in this country, it isn't going to cost you 1 cent. All you have to do is sign this little scrap of paper, and you get your bottle absolutely free.
I hereby turn over to ISM Incorporated everything I have, including my freedom and the freedom of my children and my children's children, in return for which said ISM promises to take care of me forever.
Thank you.
So is your husband ahead of you?
Oh, that's so good. Yes, my husband is. It took me a minute to get there because I was that independent, empowered black woman that couldn't nobody tell me nothing. So it took me a minute to understand that I did have a king and that I had to understand the order of the relationship.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful that he was patient enough and loved me.
I was going to ask you about that. How did he deal with that when you were on the ego trip before you were able to let the ego go and follow the order of God?
Well, we've been best friends since 10th grade, since nice. We were 14 years old. So we were best friends before we were anything. And he's the one person that can have a conversation with me that most cannot because he's been knowing me since I was a little girl.
Yes.
So he was able to talk to his friend. And that's how I was able to let go of that ego because he was dealing with his friend.
Right on.
And he was saying things to me that it was taking me to my knees, Jesse. Okay? It was taking me down to my knees, Jesse. I was like, don't tell me the truth about myself like that. Now I can't, my ego can't stand that. But I'm
that's
so
right.
grateful. For it because it helped me to grow. It helped me to love, you know. So I'm grateful for those moments.
You are famous for hosting the Amarose Slut Walk. You came up with this term, slut. What was the purpose of using that word?
Basically, it's really what people think about you. It's not really actually what they know, right? So
right.
I could, you know, I went through a divorce. And then I start dating after that. And it's like, well, if going out on a date with a guy makes me a slut, then that's just what I'm going to be.
I don't think going out on a date makes you a slut, but having sex with different men makes you a slut.
Well, what does it make you if you have sex with different women?
A slut maker.
A slut maker.
It's amazing. But having sex with different men made you a slut.
Well, what does it make you if you have sex with different women?
A slut maker. A slut maker. 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 I don't think going out on a date made you a slut. But having sex with different men made you a slut. I don't think going out on a date made you a slut. But having sex with different men made you a slut.
Well, what does it make you if you have sex with different women?
A slut maker. A slut maker. 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 A slut maker. A slut maker. 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 A slut maker. A slut maker. We got to tell the truth, and it's the truth that changes and defeats the lie. You choose good or you choose evil. You choose good or you choose evil.
It's up to you.
You got to think for yourself. Think for yourself. And if you decide to go with evil, remember him? Good man, too.
Show you what evil look like. They have nothing, nothing else to offer.
I want to show you what evil look like. From hell. Oh, they're from the gates of hell. These are children of the lie. Children of the lie. Godless. These are children of the lie. Children of the lie. They're liars. You choose good or you choose evil.
Evil.
You choose good or you choose evil.
It's up to you.
You gotta think for yourself. Think for yourself. And if you decide to go with evil, it's your fault.
I want to show you what evil look like. They have nothing, nothing else to offer. I want to show you what evil look like. From hell. Oh, they're from the gates of hell. These are children of the light. Children of the light. Godless. These are children of the light. Children of the light. They are liars. These are children of the light. Children of the light. Godless. These are children of the light. Children of the light. They are liars. Racism doesn't exist. It's a God that they serve, spiritual battle. It's a warfare. When you judge someone, you lose. You become blind to what reality is. There's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. Nothing to do with sexism, racism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, no feminism, no yet-be-dat-ism, no isms.
Uniting the race. I'm back. We're going to try it again. They say that everything is working now. They say, but we'll see, that everything is working. 888-775-3773. We were having problem with the phones on our end. And so I'm going to have to test the phone. I want to go back to Kevin out of Ohio. What? Oh, Kevin, gone. Who? I can't hear my producer. My producer's saying something to me, and I cannot hear him. Can you hear me? Let me see. Maybe on my.
Try it again.
Okay, let's go to. Jaden out of California. Let's try it. Jaden.
Hello.
Okay, go ahead.
Nice. You're a little quiet, but that's fun.
Yeah, I feel like I'm quiet because I don't really hear you. Hold on, Jaden.
Am I quiet?
No, you're fine, but I don't hear you in my headset at all. It's still on my end here.
You want me to hold on, you said?
Yeah, hold on.
All right.
It's my headset. My headset, I'm totally dead.
You don't hear him at all.
You did.
Say something. I'm giving up. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing.
I hear.
Testing one.
Yeah, I hear it. Testing.
Test.
I hear myself, but it isn't like loud. And I hear him really loud.
Not in the headset.
I hear me in the headset just quiet. Kind of quietly.
Out here.
Right. I don't hear me loud. I don't hear the host loud, but I hear the caller loud. Right. And if I turn up the host, the caller is loud on the on there, on that feed. If you can switch that out.
I can back up from the mic.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No. What?
Is the caller still too loud?
Yeah, the caller is really loud and the host is quiet in my ears. The caller is supposed isn't the caller supposed to be the music knob?
What?
Hey, Jaden, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, Jaden is plenty loud, but I'm kind of quiet. This is what I go through over there, usually.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. That's why I shout over there.
Where's Bill? Bill's not here yet.
I don't think so. How about now, Jaden? No, me? I'm still quiet.
You're still
and
quiet.
And Jaden's piercing. Oh, and we're quiet to Jaden, too.
Jason,
I mean, it's not that bad. Honestly.
How about, is Jaden's problem fixed? Are you loud now?
Am I loud now? No, I'm still quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're good.
So,
yeah.
So we fixed it for Jaden.
Jaden has never been too quiet in these headphones.
No, but you were quiet for Jaden, and I think we just fixed that.
Oh, are we better for you, Jaden?
Yeah.
You can't hear us that well.
So we're good and loud?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, but Jaden is. How about now? Testing. Oh, that's weird. Did you do something, Nick?
I didn't. Not just now.
Testing. That's strange. Testing. When I turn up the music knob, I hear myself better. I mean, when I turn down the music knob, I hear myself better. Testing. That's strange. But I can't turn the music knob all the way down because I won't sound good. I mean, I won't be able to hear the bumpers.
And is Jaden still coming in piercing?
Yeah, Jaden is plenty loud.
Nice.
What the heck?
Can you turn him down?
Is Jaden supposed to be on the Jesse knob?
Yeah, right here. Oh, that knob.
Yeah.
Well. Or that one.
Right, the overall thing. Testing. Jaden, count to five for me.
One, two, three, four, five.
One, two, three, four, five. Okay, I think I hear myself fine. Okay, it's a little hollow. Okay, try this, Jesse.
Thanks, Jaden.
Why are you yelling? Okay. Oh, no, it's not. It's scratchy now like a rainy weather. And when I hear Jaden, but it's like, it's staticky. That's the word I want. And am I loud and clear enough to you, Jay? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not in my headset. Let's see what we can do with it while they're working on it, Jaden. As long as you can hear me. If you can't hear me, let me know, all right?
I hear you.
Okay, go ahead. You're on the air.
I said a question about the silent prayer.
Okay.
Basically, whenever I'm doing the silent prayer, it's like when I'm watching the video, the instruction, you know, silent prayer.
Yes.
All the commands you're giving, or I guess instructions you're giving, are like throwing me off, right? Because it's making me focus on that and not what the actual purpose of it is. So would you recommend that I just like, you know, skip the instruction, kind of just sit for 15 minutes just like in complete silence? Or do you think that
you understand at this point that all you need to do is watch your thoughts?
Yeah.
You know, relax, basically. Let your whole everything relax. Just take a breath and relax. And then just become aware of thoughts. Is that clear to you?
Yeah.
Well, that's all that's all you need to do is just watch the thoughts. Because eventually you don't need to use the video itself. It's just a technique. It's just kind of showing you what to do until you can get it on your own.
Right. All right. I got a second thing I want your advice on.
Okay.
I'm turning 18 in 12 days.
Oh, man.
I live in California.
12 days before Christmas. Yep.
12 disciples, yeah.
But
I'm planning to forgive my mom sort of like on the last day, because I don't want to forgive her right now because she can kick me out, right? But, you know, just the last day. But I really, really, as soon as I turn 18, I want to like ditch California. Like, I'm going all the way to Ohio, right?
Oh,
I want to get like a cheap studio apartment, you know, save money. Ohio's pretty affordable. You know, I'm just having some, like, I can't tell if this is a practical worry or if this is Satan talking to me. But, you know, I'm thinking, like, well, what if I go out to Ohio and they don't have any jobs? And then now I just, you know, now I'm stuck there, you know, with no job.
There's no such thing as practical worries. All worries are evil and deceiving.
Well, like, you wouldn't go out in the middle of the night in a black neighborhood, right?
No.
Like, that's a practical worry.
It's not a worry. It's just common sense that I would not go out in to the black neighborhood at night because I know the risk. So that's not a worry.
Right.
It's just I know the risk. I don't need to think about that.
So then what about this situation? Is it too risky, or you think it's, you know, I should brave it?
the one thing I want you to know, you're about to be 18, that all worry are evil, and there's nothing practical in worry. And worry pretend to be giving you the answer to problems, and it doesn't. It pretend to be right, but it's a lie.
So I should do the opposite of what the worry says, right?
Never go with worry. All worries are deceiving.
Right, it's the exact opposite.
Yeah, do not go with worry, for sure.
Okay.
You decide if you want to go to Ohio or not, but don't
go anywhere.
Don't anywhere, that's right. But do not get, don't go along with worry. Let those thoughts pass. All worry are evil. They're never true.
So this is like, what do you think this is? Is it like a practical thing, or this is just Satan talking?
What? Yeah. Worry does not come from God. It's not coming from you. It comes from your enemy, the devil, Satan, in your imagination. Never, as long as you walk this earth, whatever you do, stay in California, wherever you are, or go to Ohio, you never want to give any attention to worry. All worries are set up. They're never true.
They're never true.
No.
So even this one about, oh, you might not find a job, that's not true.
No.
So I am going to find a job.
I wouldn't know if you will or you're not, but I would have a wait and see attitude. I would not let my life be dictated by worry. That's for sure.
Well, that's the thing. I can't wait and see because I'm trying to get out of sleep because I cannot live anywhere near my mom. I don't even want her to be like visiting on the week. I want to be super far away. So I gotta dip, right? I can't wait and see, you know, build up money here.
But you can't. How else will you know if you're going to get a job? You won't know that until you get there and get the job.
I guess it's true.
Just think about that. You won't know whether you have worry or not, right? You will not know if you're going to get a job in Ohio until you're in Ohio, or unless you go online or something and get a job before you get to Ohio.
That's what I was thinking. Well, what do you recommend I do when I turn 18?
I recommend you not worry.
Okay. Practically, though.
Let me see. What do I recommend? I recommend you do what you see is best for you. But I do recommend you forgive your mother. You got to face your mother because if you move to Ohio and you have not gone and dealt with your mother, that anger spirit going to move with you to Ohio, and it will be with you forever, no matter where you live and what kind of job you get. Your mother will still control you because you have her nature. You have the nature of anger.
I know. I'm just, you know, biding my time because I'm only 17. I don't want to get kicked out before I even have, you know, 19.
Why do you think she'd kick you out if you went and forgave her? Forgave her now.
She's a wicked woman.
But, I mean, was she like, okay, you forgiving me? You got to go?
Shoot, maybe. I mean, maybe that might be my worry talking.
It sounds like your fears. Are you going to let fear dictate your life?
Jesse, yes, actually. Well, in this case, I live in the living room, and it's just going to be awkward for the next 12 days if I forgive her today. And then you have to see her, you know, peeve off. I have to see the hell come out of her for like 12 days, you know? Maybe even longer. Maybe she won't get my ID. Like that's really the type of person she is. Like, she won't allow me to progress if she's angry at me.
Really? How will she stop you?
Won't let me get. I can't get my ID without her. I don't have an ID.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, you do what you see is best in that situation, too. I want to encourage you. You, in all things for the rest of your life, you do what you see is best for you. That's going to work out for you, not from what someone else says. So if it's best that you wait, then you do that. But as long as you know you got to forgive her, make sure you do that before you leave if you can.
Right.
And as far as worried about a job in Ohio, you shouldn't worry about anything. You should not be worried about if you're going to get a job because you listen to darkness pretending to be the light, because the worry tell you, oh, you might not get a job, or you might do this, you might do that. And you're listening to a lie when you listen to worry. Worry is your enemy. It is not your friend.
All right. Do you agree with Joel when he said that if it's from God, the decision is not going to have any emotion attached to it?
If what's not from God?
If it is from God, like the decision you're making, if it's from God, the Holy Spirit, right, like the teacher within, is not going to have emotion attached to it.
Repeat that, I'm sorry.
Like if you're making a decision and it's from God, it's not going to have any emotions involved.
Well, I didn't hear that statement, so I can't agree or disagree, but I do want you to know that God does not communicate with you through your head. God does not require you to make decisions. Your decisions are made by the light. For example, if you want to go to Ohio, you just go to Ohio. The decision is already made. You don't have to make that decision. It's already done for you. I mean, it's already done.
I ain't got no money, though.
Well, then get a job before you go to Ohio. Oh, you have friends? You have family member or friends in Ohio?
No, that's why I'm moving there. No family, no friends.
Oh, you have no one there?
No one.
And where will you live if you go to Ohio?
Just a cheap studio apartment. I've already looked some up online. They're very cheap over there.
Oh, and you have the money for it already?
No, I'll probably get like a loan if I can.
Why don't you get a job here first, and so you go there with some money? So, you may get a cheap room or something until you can find a job at 18, and you don't want to go there and live in the streets, that's for sure.
Yeah. But I also don't want to be in California for any longer than I have to be.
Right. Why? How old are you, 17, you say?
Yeah.
Can you be working at McDonald's or somewhere now while you finish school?
Not until I get my ID.
And so why don't you get your ID?
That's what I'm working on. I'm going to get it by Christmas.
Oh, okay. Well, and then after, will you be out? When is the last year of school
already,
for you?
I already finished school. I already tested out.
Oh, I see. So you just waited for your ID?
Yep, and I'm going to do it. I'm out. I've always wanted to leave since I was like 8.
Oh, I see. Where's your father?
He's black. He's in jail.
Oh.
I want to go visit him, find out what jail he's in, because my older brother knows. So I'm going to ask him, find what jail he's in, and go forgive him inside the jail.
Nice. That's good.
I never had any anger towards him, honestly. My memories of him are, like, good. You know, he left my mom because he was, you know, couldn't handle her. I understand. Like, it's mostly my mom that I've resented.
Most children, men and women, boys and girls, don't resent their father. They yearn for the father. It's the mother that they resent. But some think that they do resent their fathers, and the resentment they do have is the mother resentment of the father, and the kids take it on when they identify with the mother, her anger and stuff as kids. So you're right. Most people don't resent their father. They're yearning for their father.
Yeah, and she tried her hardest. She tried to tell me stories like, he slapped me with the bacon. And I just didn't believe, even as a kid, I didn't believe it. I was like, that's not what he does.
With the bacon?
With the bacon. That's frozen bacon.
Oh, but even if he did, that had nothing to do with you. That was between the two of them.
He's probably being annoying too, so.
Right. Men just don't slap women because they ain't got nothing else to do. You know what I mean?
Right. That's true.
And the woman never going to say she brought it on.
Oh.
What a mess. Listen, here's what I recommend for now. You wait to get your ID, and then you see what to do. But I want to encourage you, let the thought of anger pass, because it's just a thought. and you only feel what they call, that the thought of a worry pass, right? Because it's just a thought, and it will bring on worry, what they call worry feelings, but it's just thoughts. They're not real. Let those thoughts pass, and you'll see what you do.
I'm trying. It's just hard because, when you're getting, like, during the silent prayer, all the emotions are coming.
Hold on, buddy.
It feels like nothing's happening.
Jaden, hold on. Let me take a break. 888-7753. We're going to do phones and super chats when I come back. Hey, the faint news. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Some serious mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Pardon the long delays. Complicated business, folks. Complicated business. JLP ought to be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. Jaden and the rest of the callers. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back, I do believe. But first, fake news, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, there ought to be the Hake Report, and I have a guest planned today, Matthew with one T, caught in the middle. He's been on the show before. He's a military veteran, and he's been in war and stuff. And he'll talk about Trump beating out the deep state. I disavow. And he may also talk about this killer, the murder, the targeted attack on the insurance CEO. What a mess. Anyway, after that, the Joelle Friday TV, Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. till 12 noon Pacific time. That's 1 to 2 Central, 2 to 3 Eastern. And then in the late afternoon, early evening, American Anchor Baby. So cool. Did you catch Punchy TV yesterday? That was fun. Anyway, Comedy Nonsense Network CNN reports the EPA on Monday banned the use of two supposedly cancer-causing chemicals that activists, the worst people in the world, have been targeting for decades. The ban involves trichloroethylene, or TCE, a supposedly, according to CNN, cancer-causing chemical that is common in manufacturing and can be found in water sources. Water! Around the world, as well as all consumer uses and many commercial uses of perchloroethylene, something like that, or PCE, a solvent used in industries such as dry cleaning, manufacturing, and auto repair. Quote, it's simply unacceptable to continue to allow cancer-causing chemicals to be used for things like glue, dry cleaning, or stain removers when safer alternatives exist. So said an EPA, Environmental so-called Protection Agency, spokesman said. Notably, rules passed in the final days of a presidential administration, they're subject to a Congressional Review Act, which would allow the incoming Senate to overturn the new regulations. What a mess, huh? Also a mess, Google on Monday, according to CNN, said they have overcome a key challenge in quantum computing with a new chip. Hey, solving a computing problem in 5 minutes that would take a classical computer more time than the history of the universe, they say. Like other tech giants such as far left Microsoft, and far left IBM, extremist left Google, is chasing quantum computing because it promises computing speeds faster than today's fastest systems. So cool. While the math problem solved by the company's California Quantum Lab does not have commercial applications, Google, which is evil, hopes quantum computers will one day solve problems in medicine, battery chemistry, and AI, artificial intelligence, that are currently out of reach. Wow. Also shocking is the death of renowned poet, activist, author, and professor Nikki Giovanni, N-I-K-K-I. She has died. She was the tender age of 81 years old, gone too soon, known for her work on so-called civil rights and social issues, oh, Lord, especially gender and race. Giovanni, that's Nikki, published dozens of volumes of poetry, essays, and anthologies. You ever heard of her? Not me. Not that I remember. More than 10 children's books. Wow, targeting the children with the communist, capitalist, civil rights and social issues mess. And that's according to Virginia Tech, where she was emerita professor in the Department of English, the English department. Trash. And on faculty since 1987. Wow. And 77 Nobel Prize winners signed a letter urging the U.S. Senate to oppose RFK. What? For Department of Health and Human Services. I'm James Hake.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show. Already we had some technical problems in the first 2 hours this morning. When I become president, I'm getting rid of all the people, computers, and I'm bringing people back to work. People machine, people power, not computer power. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, I don't have one today. If the Lord is willing and a creek don't rise, I have one tomorrow. We'll see. But you can listen to the show live on your phone and iPad if you're busy by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats. We're just going to do calls and super chats this hour, right? To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or BondJLP Cash App. BondJLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. Every Tuesday is and will always shall be, let it be written, let it be said, let it be known. Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back.
that my country took.
What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing Grace. I want to go back to Jaden. Jaden's going to be turning 18 in a couple days, a week or two, I think. And he want to forgive his mother, but he want to move to Ohio for far as possible away from his mama. Jaden.
Yep.
So yeah. Listen, your reason for moving to Ohio is wrong.
Really?
Yeah. You want to move to Ohio to get away from your mama, but what you don't...
Well, not just that. It's because I want to basically go through hardship, because like I said, I don't have anyone out there, so it's just me. And I know that if I go through something hard, I'll have to rely on, you know, God, and, you know, I'll start my life.
You don't have to go through hardships in life. It's abnormal to have hardship. Human beings were not created to have hardship in life.
What do you mean?
It's abnormal. You were not created for that.
So there's no challenges in life?
No, you're not supposed to have challenges in life. You're supposed to be free in life.
How does that make sense? Because hard things are still going to happen, even if you're born again, right?
Hard things will not happen to you if you're free. But if you're limiting your imagination, you're judgmental, you have anger, then hard things will happen, and it won't be happening to you, but it'll be happening to the fate you. And you will think that it's happening to you. You will think that they're happening to you, but they're not. It's an illusion. Your life is supposed to be easy as a man, as a son of God. Yeah, and for ladies, as daughters of God, your life is easy. Your burdens are light, and your way is made clear. You're not supposed to be having... Only blind people have hard times in life.
Well, what about the fact that Ohio is also insanely cheap to live at? I was there an entire summer, and you know it was very cheap.
You were there this summer?
Yeah.
Oh,
I did door-to-door sales.
If you did what now?
Door-to-door sales out there.
Oh, okay. Now, if you want to go to Ohio, there's nothing wrong with going to Ohio, except that they don't have any more cats and dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, the
no
cats
homeless and, people there.
Right, they all been eaten up.
Homeless people.
But so if you want to go to Ohio, there is nothing wrong with going to Ohio if you want to go. But to go to Ohio to get away from your mother or to go to Ohio because you just want to have a hard time in life is the wrong reasons to go. Because if you forgive your mother, you could stay in California and have nothing to do with your mother at all. But... because you can't run from anger. You have to overcome anger, right?
Right.
But if you want to go to Ohio, go to Ohio. But not for the reason you said.
That's it. I didn't think about that. But it's just the fact that I'm within the general vicinity to where she could drive 30 minutes to meet me. Maybe I just don't tell her where I'm going.
Right. Right. Your mother does have to know where you live or where you're going. You will be a grown man. You would be able to live your own life right in California, right down the road if you wanted to. But you don't have to run from your mother. You just need to forgive her and then go live your life. Give her the finger.
I do like California. I actually love California. But, you know, there's a lot of gay people here, too. That's kind of a problem. But
there are gay people everywhere, especially in Ohio.
No. It was all Catholics in Ohio.
They were cold. They were in the house. Huh? The gay people was in the house. You didn't see them. It was cold.
No, but they didn't have those pride flags in their yard. It was.
But whatever somebody else do in their life, you should not be bothered by that one iota. Not you shouldn't even think about it, see it, talk about it, feel it emotionally or anything. That's their life. Let them live in their misery. You just live your life. You are responsible for your life and your life alone.
So is it anger that I associate California with my mom? Is that just anger?
100%. 100%.
California, it has nothing to do with, you know, like you said, I could just move up or down the coast, you know.
I'm sorry?
I could just move up or down the coast. She doesn't even got to know.
Absolutely. You don't have to report to your mother. You know, all you, your requirement, if you decide to take it, is to forgive so that God can forgive you and draw you into the kingdom, and your life will be amazing. But you, no one with anger can enter into the kingdom within. But you can live. You're a grown man. You have no obligation to your mother.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter where you live.
Wow. I gave me something new. Maybe I don't. Yeah, because then that's less risky to move to Ohio. I could just stay here where I've already, you know, I know the place, and I could get a job here.
Absolutely.
Wow.
When you,
I'll smoke on that. Wow. Okay.
I really want you to really see that very, very clear before you think you can run to another state and get away from your mother. Because the spirit of your mother, if you don't forgive her, it will be with you in Ohio, and it will control you in Ohio. But if you forgive her, then wherever you are, you will be free. And whether it's in California, Ohio, whatever, right? But you got to just forgive her and go live your life, whether in California or wherever.
Thank you. Thanks.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
And the last thing for now is don't expect a hard life. You were not created to have a burdensome life. You were created to be clear-minded and have an easy life.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all, because my entire life, even when I was a kid, you know, you work hard and things happen to you, and you have to deal with the things that happen to you. That's just how it is.
Working hard is not a hard life. You're working hard, meaning that working hard simply means that you get up, you go to work, you do your job, you naturally do your best, you get paid, you save some money, you pay your rent, your food, your gas, you eventually buy some property. You know, you just kind of live your life. You are not created to have a hard life. Somebody lied to you when they told you that. They set you up.
I think it's because it's only been hard because I've had fear most of my life. And
yes.
That's made my life, like, miserable.
100%.
Like, I can't even imagine a life without fear. I've had it for so long. I can't even imagine.
But if you forgive your mother and then just start watching those thoughts and do not believe them at all, you're going to have a life without fear. Fear is an illusion, too. It's not even real. Fear is just a thought as well. And when you believe it, it brings on emotion. But the emotion is not real. The emotion is fake, too.
Right.
Fear is not real. Fear is just a thought. And anyone that has fear has anger.
Right, yeah. I can imagine life without anger, because I've been a pretty quote-unquote chill person, but fear is something I cannot imagine being without.
Every human being has fear, and they are being controlled by fear. And I'm not talking about physical fear, you know, you fear going into the hood, or you fear getting hit by a car walking across the road. That is practical fear. You're supposed to look it down both ways, right? But the fear I'm talking about the fear that's in your head that tell you where to go, what to do, what's going to happen, what won't happen, how to dress, how to act. And it controls you. It keeps you from doing the things you will ordinarily do.
Practical fear is not an emotion, right? It's not a feeling.
Right.
It's just like you know not to do this because you're going to get shot.
Yes.
Okay. Because I thought whenever you said that, you meant like a fear. I'm like, I'm not afraid of going down the street. I got God, bro. He's going to stop the people shooting me.
But I noticed that. I realized very recently, that when Christ walked the earth, he spoke to the disciples and he went around speaking really smart things to the people. And the people always thought, except for a few, they always put their thought he meant physical, when he was speaking of spiritual things, a spiritual life and not a physical life. And so when people hear me say these things, their mind, which is their enemy, always make them think he means physical. I'm not afraid of the bad guy down the road. They immediately think physical and not spiritually.
Like when he said to eat my flesh, and they take that as like eat bread every Sunday, and
yes,
like drink water.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I agree. Well, I'll let you get to the other callers, but you really give me something to think about here. I'll mull it over.
Yeah, really, you're almost 18. I really want to encourage you that do not move to Ohio running away from your mother. You move if you want to move, but not because you think you're getting away from your mother. You can get away from your mother by forgiving her and go and live your life anywhere.
Thank you, Justin.
All right. Let me know how it goes, all right?
All right. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. You can't run away from evil. It's in you. Your issues are in you. You can't run from that. You overcome that. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. To baby, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. To baby. You go through it, the fear, and you overcome it. You go through it, overcome it. Let's do some super chats, then I get back to the phone. Super.
Ariadne J. bought a coffee. Neely was arrested 42 times, according to her. Homeless and a schizophrenic, reportedly. Mom was murdered in 2007 by a boyfriend. She was stuffed in a suitcase. Where was dad? He's now suing Penny because he misses his son. Where was his family while he was living on the streets and in foster care? Asks Ariadne J., she says.
Yeah, we talked about that early in the first hour, as much as we can, because of problems. But it was being reported that that black boy nearly was in jail 42 times, I think.
Waiting for a payday, these people.
And so I'm wondering, is this all about the money now? I wonder because the daddy is like, oh, I'm just, like they found him somewhere in the street. Oh, I'm just so hurt. I'm wondering. I don't want to falsely accuse them, but is it about the money now? Because they didn't care about Neely. He was all in jail all that time, if it's true. Why didn't he, oh, what about my baby there? What a mess. Human nature is evil.
She says, Black Lives Matter calling for black vigilantes to jump up. I wish a Nicarara would.
Amazing.
Thank you, Ariadne.
Thank you.
Scary.
Point real well made.
Truth for Jesus bought a coffee. This thing ain't moving, if you black. Earth is stationary, if you white. Flat Earth is real. Thank you, Jesse, and stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate it.
A very generous Cash App from Kayla. Kayla says, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for your support, Kayla. Really, thank you. We have a $50,000 challenge grant we got to meet. We got to raise $50,000. And you see now we still have a problem with the machine, right? And we need the money. Thank you very, very much. For the challenge grant, folks, go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to make the donation toward the challenge grant. I appreciate it.
Raylene bought a coffee. Good morning, Uncle Jesse. You tell us we must not judge, but you always say things like Maxine Waters is the Wicked Witch of the West.
That's what Trump said.
Are you not? No, he called her the low IQ. You call her Wicked Witch of the West and with the low IQ.
And he said the low IQ.
Right.
Oh, see? No, but go ahead.
Two non-judgmental men.
That's right.
Walters. She says, Raylene says Walters. I misread that. Maxine Walters. Don't know who that is. Are you not judging people by calling them names or talking badly about them? You confuse me.
No, I'm not. I don't hate her. I have no anger toward her at all. So I'm not judging her, period. Thank you, but I can see that she's evil. She is evil, for sure, and without a doubt. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Raylene.
Yeah, good question, Raylene.
No, that was a question. Bought five coffees. Tribute to my brother, Charlie, R.I.P. Rest in peace.
May his soul rest in peace. Thank you.
Thank you for your coffees.
Yeah.
Jazz Bass bought a coffee asking for a for a tip for a guest for the Fallen State.
Thank you. We'll look into it. We'll give it to the producer.
Someone who doesn't believe women should coach football.
They shouldn't.
Nice. Greenwall bought our coffee. Thank you, Jazz Bass. We'll pass that along to the Fallen State producer. Greenwall bought our coffee. Y'all need to hire a German engineer for y'all's show. What the?
You may be right.
Remember that the final experiment is in 3 days. Flat earthers will cry. Globe earthers will laugh.
What experiment 3 days?
Oh, I heard somebody's going to Antarctica to prove the ball earth to the flat earth suckers.
Oh, they're going over there to prove that the earth is flat or round?
Yeah, it's the final experiment.
But why is it over there?
Because the flat earthers say that Antarctica is the ice wall that surrounds the whole entire flat earth. And the believe that Antarctica is down at the South Pole and it's just a continent.
But they think it's around somewhere else?
They think it surrounds the entire earth and it's the ice wall.
And where is it located?
At the ends of the earth.
And where is that?
The ice walls. We can't go there. We're not allowed. There's an international treaty, they say.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And why you can't go there?
Because they are trying to hide the truth that the earth is flat, and we're the center of the universe, and we're special from God.
Are you kidding?
That's what they say. Really? I'm kidding. I don't believe that, but that's what the flat earthers tell me.
Are there people living at the end of the earth?
There may be worlds beyond the ends of the earth, beyond those ice walls.
Right.
According to your former guest, you interviewed that guy, Dave, Flat Earth Dave. But we don't know.
That's interesting, though.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what it's like if there are people like living at the end of wherever the end of the earth
beyond
ends,
the end.
Yeah, beyond, and they live it over there. And I'll be like, what you doing over there? We need you over here. Amazing. Thank you. Very interesting.
Yeah, thank you, Greenwall.
And let us know your outcome, whoever doing this.
Yeah, somebody... Base America First actually let me know that there's this guy who's doing that.
Really?
That's the only reason I know about that, Greenwell.
Thank you, Base America First.
Yeah.
Nice.
Rumpelstiltskin bought a coffee. Now there is money to be made. Daddy Neely loves his son so much. Who's Daddy Neely's baby mama? The Wicked Witch of the West?
Where did Daddy Neely come from all of a sudden? Oh, but say, my boy, I'm hurt too. Were you hurt while you were going, according to the report, in jail 42 times? Or 46 times, however long?
I heard it was 42.
42 times? What a mess. Okay. It's amazing how evil human beings are.
Yeah.
It's just a mess. Anyway, thank you.
Easier done than said. It says, hey, Jesse, happy Country Tuesday. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness. No more night. Now I'm so happy. No sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord. I saw the light. Thanks for everything. Barely been a month since my journey started, and so much has changed. Love y'all. Thank God. Daniel is out of the lion's den. David.
Amazing. Thank you, David. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it.
Another coffee from Rumpelstiltskin. The prosecutor... looks like this, like she snorts puberty blockers. So what did you expect? I think the one who went after Daniel Neely.
Oh, I wouldn't. The one thing that I would not allow in America, I would not allow black prosecutors and black jury to be involved in determining justice for whites, because they're not going to be fair. They're just a fact. So I would not allow that. I wouldn't allow white people to go to a court where the judge is black, the lawyers are black, the DA is black, and the jury is black. Because they're not going to get a fair jury. I'm so glad that for this boy that things turned out well for him. Danny Penny, I was stunned that they must not have had any black people on his trial, on the jury.
I don't know.
Amazing. Thank you.
Derek bought 5 coffees. I want to talk with Jesse or anyone of Bond without the time limit of the show. Is the counseling a good option?
Yes.
And would the money go towards the $50,000 goal?
It would go to Bond, yeah, absolutely. Go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND to set up a counseling appointment, either by phone, Skype, or walk-in. Rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. Amazing.
Purple Tuesday bought a coffee. Hassan's fat and sad, his dog growing up. Joel black, but his eyes always red. Haig white, but doesn't love everyone. Nick hiding his little girlfriend from us. Where do you find them, Jesse?
What a mess, huh? What a mess. Thank you. Amazing.
5 coffees from Kim. Thank you so much for all you do. You are amazing.
Thank you for your support. You are amazing. Thank you.
Luke bought a coffee. Future biblical question. Why do you get bored?
Interesting. Thank you. I like it.
Someone bought a coffee saying, now that Trump has been elected, let the radical stoking start back up. Only this time, many aren't going to follow for it. In 2016, it was not all, not all, not all, but most. In 2024, it will be not all, not all, not all, but some. And that nasty black female was on some other show spouting on some other news channel, spouting all kinds of nonsense. The devil does come through the woman, especially the black woman.
Absolutely. Amazing. Stop there for me.
Okay.
Remember when you stop and we'll pick it up, I want to get you some calls here. Amazing.
Sounds good.
Thank you all very much for your support. Johnny is a first-time call out of Texas. Johnny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you doing today?
All is well, Johnny.
Hey, I just kind of need your advice on something that I'm going through, and I can't really seem to talk to anybody about it because it's pretty crazy. About 4 years ago, I was in a nearly fatal accident. I had a hollow point bullet blow up in a fire pit, and it hit me in my mouth, and I've had to get like 3 surgeries since then. And I've just completely lost all identity. Like, I'm doing really well in my life. Like, my finances are good. I'm living alone. I'm progressing in my life, but I just feel like I'm dead. Like, I feel like I'm a ghost, like of my former self. And like, every time I reach out to people, it's like I see the devil come out of them. It's like they see that something happened to me and they just run with stories that they've made up. I've been, you know, people say, well, why did you shoot yourself? Or people will say, well, if you weren't screwing around, somebody wouldn't have shot you. And it's like, I can't even live the truth of what's happened to me, let alone like live my life anymore. And I just don't know what I need to do to enjoy my life going forward.
And so your question for me is what?
What should I do? Like how would you handle this situation? I really don't know what to do.
Number one, I would give no thought. Listen to the word thought. I would give no thought into what other people think about your situation.
Okay.
Zero thought. It's okay. Not really. It's abnormal. It's evil to give thoughts, any thought, one thought to what people think or say about you.
Okay.
And then secondly, as far as, did you say you feel like you felt like what?
I feel like before this happened to me, I had all this confidence and I was secure with myself.
Yeah.
But I feel like I feel like I was supposed to die when that happened. And like when I didn't, I feel like I just don't feel whole anymore. Like I feel like.
What is the feeling of feel that you're supposed to die? I never heard of that feeling before.
I don't know. Maybe I've just never been through something traumatic like that. And when it happened my mind, I kind of said, well, this is it for me. And I've signed off on in that moment, I signed off of any idea of a future.
All you've done wrong. One thing you're doing wrong, Johnny, Yeah. You listen to thoughts about that situation as well. That wasn't you that said that to you. There was the imagination, which is a lie. It said that to you. You thought you were saying it, and that's why you feel that way. Let the thought of that go, too. It's all thoughts, man. And those thoughts are bringing on the feelings, which feel like life is over, blah, blah, blah. But I promise you, and without a doubt, you let the thoughts go, you'll be free.
You're right.
You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body.
Yeah.
And you're only right. Into thoughts about it. That's all you're doing wrong. You believe thoughts.
Okay. Yeah. So I should just move forward and stop thinking about it. And really, it's just, I feel like when people ask me about it, and as soon as they figure out what happened, they immediately shut off and they don't even want to like associate with me because they build this story in their head about me.
And how do you know they built a story?
Well, maybe not everybody, but for like when I will tell people, they won't even ask me what happened. They will assume that I either shot myself or I was.
How do you know that?
Because they'll say, well, I've had people say, well, why did you shoot yourself? Or, you know, and then I'll try to explain to them what happened. And it's almost like, that's too much. I don't want to hear it.
Daddy, hold on. Can you hold just let me take a quick break?
Yeah.
Hold on. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment. D-Live. The Church of Chess is open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, welcome back. I'm going to make some quick announcement because I want to get to as many calls and the super chats because of what happened this morning, even though it wasn't your fault. And it wasn't my fault. It wasn't even the engineer's fault. It was the machine fault. Isn't that amazing? The computer. What the? The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, and James Hake is on fire. And after that, Joe L. Friday TV at 11 a.m. Y'all know Joe L. on fire. What the? He black. At 11 a.m. and at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time, not 12 noon, 4 p.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday, the American Anchor Baby. He has real family. He has a real family. I'm serious. I didn't think he had a real family. I thought that his mama just dropped him, you know, walked across the border, had him, and then she went back over the other way. We ain't never seen the mama until lately. Test tube baby. He said it's a test tube baby. Okay. And so, listen, y'all see we need to raise this $100,000, right? Somebody giving us a $50,000 to help her with the $100,000 if we could raise $50,000. And you see the machine broke this morning, so we got to fix that. And we got other things to do, and payroll and everything. So run over there and help with the $50,000, whatever you can give. I appreciate it. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Or you can mail it in. Make it out to BOND, B-O-N-D, mail it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035, all right? Thank you all. I want to go quickly back to Johnny. And Johnny had an accident, got shot in the mouth, and now he said that people are weird. Johnny.
Yeah.
How do you know people thinking those things about your accident?
Well, it's just mainly the people from my past. So let's say I haven't seen somebody in like 5 or 6 years, and I'll reach out to them. And this happened to me like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. I was invited to like a birthday party with some friends I hadn't seen in about 10 years. And instead of like asking me what happened to me, you could feel like the animosity. And it was just like, one of the girls was like, well, if you didn't shoot yourself, if you weren't depressed and you didn't shoot yourself in the face. And what I've noticed is that since there's been a time apart from me seeing these people and I've been through something, they take the things they feel internally and they just throw them onto me. It's like, oh, I was depressed, so he must have been depressed and did this to himself. And then another person will be like, oh, well, I had a rough past. He must have had a rough past and got into some trouble.
And do they like, say that?
Yeah. Yes, people have said that. I've been told.
Johnny,
I've been asked.
Johnny, do they say that, or are you just thinking that's what they're thinking?
Well, a few of them have said this to me, and
Johnny,
so it made me believe
Johnny,
that more people, yeah.
Do they say those things, or you think and feel those things yourself, and you think that what they're thinking and feeling?
They have said those things, but it does definitely amplify me making up these thoughts in my head, definitely.
And why are you going along with thoughts and those feelings?
Well, maybe it's just because I don't want to be misunderstood, and it was a very like scary thing for me. And so when the misunderstanding comes, I do these mental like gymnastics as to like why. Why am I?
What does that mean? I don't want to be misunderstood. Who's going to misunderstand you? And why would they misunderstand you about an accident?
Well, I feel like instead of people seeing that I've went through something traumatic that hurt me, they see it as in like, oh, I must have been up to no good.
But
and
you
I
all imagine that, man.
Maybe, yeah.
No, you
I guess
all
right.
Imagine that. Ain't no maybe
no, you're
in
right.
it.
You're right.
So you,
right.
in your head, imagine what other people are thinking and feeling, and that might not be what they think and feel, period. They could be like, oh, they could be feeling sorry for you, or they're uncomfortable, they don't know whether it looks right at you or not, or you don't know what they're thinking. You're in your head imagining what they're thinking because you're worshiping the devil.
I'm not. I'm really not, because I did get baptized 4 years ago.
But,
and if anything, I feel like
they're
spiritual.
But you still listen to the devil in your head.
Oh, I thought you said I'm worshiping the devil.
You
yeah,
are.
I may be listening.
Anytime you listen to thoughts, you're worshiping the devil. Satan is your guy. You believe him.
I don't. No, I believe in Jesus.
No, you
I do
don't.
Need to work
you
on...
don't believe in Jesus. If you believed in Jesus, you would not be believing in thoughts.
Yeah, then maybe I need to work on that.
Do you understand what I just said?
I do.
What did I say?
Stop letting thoughts dictate my life and stop listening to my own internal dialogue.
That's not what I said. That's a white way of saying it. I said, you don't believe in Jesus. if you believed in Jesus, you would not believe in thoughts, and you wouldn't listen to them.
Okay.
So you don't, you believe about Jesus. You don't believe in Jesus.
I believe in Jesus.
Well,
I
only just... weak people believe in Jesus. Only people who are imprisoned by their morality believe in Jesus. People who are free know Jesus. They don't believe in him.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I feel like I want to have peace and
you want to
move
have
on
peace?
From this.
You want peace?
Internal peace, yeah.
Drop your anger and stay away from thoughts. If you want peace, if you really want peace, Johnny, drop your anger and stay away from thoughts. You'll have perfect peace.
Okay. Thank
you. What do you think about that?
I think that's a good idea.
Because you're believing the thoughts and you're thinking of what these people are thinking about you when they see you. You're assuming it, and now you're reacting in yourself, and you're blaming them for the way you're reacting, not realizing that all the mess that you feel is inside of you. It's in you because you believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I just, and part of me just wish it's like kind of like a regret. Like I wish it never happened to me, and I don't
that,
want to.
That happened to you is not your problem either. You believe in thoughts, Johnny.
Okay.
Johnny, you believe in the devil. You're worshiping evil. You're one with the imagination. You're
well,
one
I'm
with
gonna,
Satan.
I'm going to stop, and I'm going to. Stop trying to listen to my thoughts as quick as possible because I don't want to worship Satan.
Stop right now.
All right, I will.
Have you stopped?
I have. Thank you.
Listen, are you doing the silent prayer?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
You know about it?
Not really. I just started watching your show recently.
I wanted you to go. I recommend you go to rebuildingaman.com/. Prayer, right there. Oh, rebuildingaman.com/prayer.
Correct.
Okay, and start doing that. Have you forgiven your mother?
I have, yeah.
You went and told her?
I have, yeah, because it was pretty, I mean, we had, my whole family, we had kind of not the best relationship, but I have forgiven both of them, and I'm actually working with my family now. We opened our own business about 5 years ago, and I've been
so
trying to...
So did you tell her you forgive, you're sorry for resenting her?
Absolutely, yeah. And I told her that...
How about your father?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have.
Johnny, your only problem that you have, one problem, two, one is you believe thoughts and you're emotional.
That's very true, yeah. Yeah. So now I know what to work on, and you're right.
It's not about those people out there. It's about your world in you. You are your world, and you, if you want peace in your world, you got to let go of thoughts.
Right. Okay.
Really?
I'll do that.
Drop the anger, drop the thoughts, and you'll be free. And no matter what happened, the accident that happened, you'll be fine. It's just your body, not you. You're not your body.
Yeah.
And if you run into evil people who are going to judge your situation, you forgive them. They're blind and they can't see. You don't have to hang out with them. You don't need to. You don't have to. But just don't be angry at them. They can't help themselves.
I understand.
Just like you can't help yourself being controlled by anger and by thoughts, the same thing is happening to them as well. They love their misery.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, Johnny, come out of your thoughts and you'll be free. You'll be fine.
I'm almost there.
You could be there right now if you stop believing thoughts.
All right. I'm going to work on that.
Let them pass. Let all thoughts pass and just live your life and you'll be fine. You have an amazing life.
Okay. I will definitely do that. Appreciate it, Jesse.
And don't blame anyone for what you feel. Those feelings are in you. They're not outside of you. And if they were not in you already, no one can make you feel anything. Because you can't feel something if you don't have it inside of you.
Right. Because I would be at peace at that point.
Perfect.
And it wouldn't affect me.
Right. And you wouldn't have, it wouldn't be, the spirit of those things would not be inside of you. All that emotion and worries and judgment and all that would be gone.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Appreciate you, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jay out of Los Angeles. Jay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, how's it going, man?
All is well, Jay.
Awesome. Awesome. So I wanted to talk to you because we've spoken in the past, and I took your advice, went and forgave my mom. That was really difficult for me to do. And I forgave my dad too. For my dad, it was easier. I felt like I wanted to forgive him first because I felt like I, like you said, I was, you know, needing my dad in my life. And so I wanted to talk to him first and just, you know, tell him, because I wanted to tell him also that, you know, I recognize what my mom did and I want to go to her. And, you know, I kind of just wanted to get his feedback on that as well. And so I went to my mom. I got the closure that I needed. Anyway, since then, me and my dad are great. One thing about my dad, he like was training basketball most of my life growing up when I was a kid. And, he wasn't really around a lot because of that. He was training basketball at the country and stuff like that. And he would send money back to my mom, but then my mom would always say she didn't get the money, even though my grandma would tell me she got like receipts and all this stuff. And so anyway, long story short, me and my dad are cool now. I'm helping my dad with his basketball stuff. But I'm more on like the content side, because I'm helping him push his stuff out there, and I'm trying to help him set up a Patreon. He's doing pretty good on Instagram, so I'm trying to get him, like,
so what's the problem?
Establishing stuff.
Because of time, what's the problem?
Right.
What's the question?
So my stepbrother, right, he plays basketball. My dad's posting all this content, and some of it is like, oh, father-son type stuff, because it's just weird to me, and I don't know how to – should I approach him about that, or should I just let it be? It's kind of weird, though.
Your father posted stuff about his stepson?
Yeah, because he coaches my stepbrother also, and like when they do interviews and stuff, he's saying like it's his father's son, and it just makes me feel really weird.
You're jealous?
And I don't know if that's just me and my
daughter. You feel jealous?
Yeah, I do.
Right. And why are you jealous?
Because I kind of feel like my dad always wanted me to play basketball, and right. I never had an interest in it. And so I feel like, I don't know, it just kind of affects me that he's trying to make this connection with this kid around basketball, and me and him are just working on our connection. But I don't know. It's just weird. My dad's adopted a lot of kids too. I feel like my dad's been trying to compensate for a long time because he hasn't been able to see his kids.
But your problem is not your father. Your father has his own problem. But your problem, you're jealous. And
right.
and that's what happens when parents, whether it's the father or the mother, bring other people into their lives and pretend this is their children and blah, blah, blah. It will bring on jealousy to the natural-born children. And so you're feeling that way. Why don't you tell him?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering if I should just tell. I mean, we've pretty much had this relationship where we've been pretty open since I've talked to him and addressed him on the things that I was resenting for. And again, I don't want it to be something where I resent him. So maybe, yeah, I just need to be a man, just be like, hey, it's kind of weird that you have another guy that's not even your son calling you dad. Or
but it's not weird that he's doing that. What's weird is that you're jealous of it. You're feeling the jealousy of it. That's why it seemed weird. And you're using the word weird because you can't say you're jealous.
Right. Well, I'm jealous. I'm jealous. It just feels not natural.
But it's only feeling natural to you because you're jealous.
Right.
And it's not natural to do it. You're right. Your father might be trying to fulfill the void or something of not having you there. Why and teaching you basketball, and he's trying to get that father thrill. All that is weird. It should not be happening, but that's all he knows right now. And here's what I would recommend, one-on-one sit down with him and just say, you know what, I'm wrong, but I feel jealous that you're giving all this attention to your stepson, and you're calling him son, and you're so proud of him, and you're not proud of me, and because I didn't do it the way you wanted. And be done with it. Let it pass.
Right.
How old are you now? Right.
I'm 32.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let it pass and understand that your father's trying to fulfill a void that's in him as well.
Right. And I recognize that. I recognize that. Right. So you think just talk to him and just be direct with him and don't feel like, because that's part of being a man, right? You need to be able to let somebody know.
It's not part of being a man. It's part of being of love. Love is... Right. Love is going to him and forgiving him and letting him know how you feel, but and not judging him.
Right. Should I make it like a serious thing, or should I just be like, just kind of say it in passing kind of thing? Should it be something like sit down, or, you know, like, I'm not trying to,
what's a serious thing? What's a serious thing? What do you mean by serious?
Like, should I sit down with him and be like, hey, I just want to talk to you about something that's really bothering me, or should I just be like, hey, you know, stop posting that. It's kind of weird, you know, or like it just makes you feel kind of weird. Kind of, you know, it makes me feel some kind of way every time I see you calling Sean your son. Like, I get it because he didn't grow up with a dad. And so I don't know if he's doing that for him, but it's also not good for him because he should have a relationship with his dad and not be calling another man dad, father.
But that's not your business.
Right.
You're just jealous.
Right. Right, but it's also affecting the way that I look at my dad, and I'm starting to resent him because I am trying to grow as a man. I feel like it's kind of beta to watch that of your dad.
So
I
don't want to be my dad like that. You're watching your father call a stepson son, and play and teaching him to play ball and posting it online and being all proud, right?
Right.
And but that's your jealousy inside of you.
Right.
What? Right.
It's my thoughts. You're right. It's all my thoughts. And,
it's all you. It has nothing to do with your father.
Right. Okay. So I'll just go to him and I'll just be like, hey, I remember. Jealous. I'm wrong.
I'm sorry?
So just tell him, like, you know, I'm wrong for feeling jealous about this, but this is just like something that has been really bothering me.
Yeah, you say, you know what, Dad, I feel, whatever you call him, I feel jealous that you're giving this boy the attention I should have gotten as a kid. But I realize I'm wrong, so I'm sorry for doing that. I'm wrong for this. Because it's all in you, and it has nothing to do with your father. It's all in you. Your father doing what he's doing to try to have peace is not going to work, but... He's trying to find peace because he can't find peace that way. But your issues are in you. You're jealous that your father is giving a stranger, not his son, the kind of attention you did not get from him.
Exactly.
So that's in you. It's not in your father. It's in you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not weird. It's you being jealous. And don't call it weird. It's your jealousy, and jealousy is anger. Right. It's judgment.
Right. Because if I'm calling it weird, then I'm judging him. So I should just tell him, like, it's that it's making me jealous. Right?
If you're calling it weird, you're covering it up, your anger.
Right. That makes sense.
Do you understand, though, it's you... It's not your father. Your father has his own problems, I'm sure, but it's you. You're having a problem. It's in your mind.
Yeah, exactly, because he's not doing it to be malicious or to hurt me.
Right.
It's me that's making this up in my head.
Yeah. Satan's telling you, oh, look how he treat that boy the way he wanted you to be. And that boy is listening to him. And now they're son and daddy. And look at you. You never got that from him. He never did anything like that for you. Oh, ain't posting it. And you're like, yeah, say, you're right.
Yeah, that's the dialogue. That is the dialogue in my head. I'm not even going to lie. That is what I think. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's what you call insanity.
Yeah. You're right. I'm going to talk to him today. I'm going to let him know. You know, I've been jealous about this, and they keep seeing these posts. And,
yeah, and you know. Stop listening to thoughts, man. Those are your enemy. Hate is saying that. What did you say about the word weird?
Weird is what a woman says when she's judging the man, the father, for the weak, that weakness or that strangeness. It's a judgment word. Anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right.
I'm judging him. Yeah, you're right. I'm being a beta. You're right. I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to talk to him today, and I'm just letting him know, hey, I was feeling jealous about this. I'm wrong for that. I just got to get it off my chest. And
absolutely.
Keep it pushing. Cool.
That's all you need to do is say, you know what? Dad, I've been feeling jealous the way you treat this boy. You treat that boy the way you wanted to treat me, and I didn't let it happen, or whatever happened. And I feel jealous, and I'm wrong about that. Your father will understand that.
Okay. I'm going to talk to him today, then. I appreciate it, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Super chat. Super, super.
Joel's Mexican cousin bought a diamond. JLP, I can't control my black wife. What do I do?
That's what you get for marrying a black wife. Suffer. No, don't be angry. Don't be angry. You'll see what to do with this situation. I promise you that.
Another coffee. Five coffees from No. That was a question. My name is Earl the Pearl. Huh? Hack. Read it from No. That was a question. Tribute to my brother Charlie, RIP, rest in peace.
Right, I thought we read that one.
No, he did one that was just a dedicated tribute to his brother Charlie.
Oh.
And now he did another one.
Again, may your brother rest in peace. May his soul rest in peace.
And thank you for the coffees.
Yeah.
Valerie bought a coffee. You don't answer to me. It's called professional courtesy. Not sure what you're referring to, Valerie, but we try to answer everything. Our bag if we missed it.
Yeah, sorry, Valerie, if we missed it. My bag.
Do a follow-up phone call or email to the office.
Amazing. I want to listen to you, Valerie.
Rebuildingtheman.com/contact or call into the radio show.
Right on.
Someone bought 17 coffees. Hey, Jesse, this is for the 50K challenge, and Merry Christmas. And also, I hope you can answer my question, what is evil?
Thank you for your support. And evil is anger. It's anger. Amazing. Thank you.
Manuel bought 30 coffees. Very generous. Hey, JLP, it's been a month no pot for me. So here's my pot money to help you reach your goal for Bond. Thanks for helping me with that.
Right on. I accept drunk money.
And that's a very generous pot money.
Thank you. Thank you. We try to get to 50,000 by hook or crook. No, I'm playing. Thank you.
And shout out to the top contributors, Joel's Mexican cousin, Games for Rec 555555565, Wolf 336, and the rest of the supporters on the D Live crew. And thank you guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all very, very much. And really, thank you for helping us to meet the challenge grant of 50,000, all right? I do appreciate it. We'll let you know how that's going. Again, my bad for the mix up today with the computer stuff. Hake is coming up now. TheHakeReport.com.
With a guest.
Oh, yeah. The Hake has a guest. Who do you have?
Matthew from Caught in the Middle. He's a veteran, and he's been on the show before, my show, a couple of times.
Isn't there a song called Caught in the Middle?
Probably.
Yeah, I can hear it now. So The Hake Report right now, and then Joel Friday at 11 a.m., and then the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Get on that straight and narrow path and stay there. Just stay there. Endure. Go all the way through hell, and you will reach heaven. You can't get to heaven unless you go through hell. The road through hell leads straight into heaven. Isn't that amazing? But most people are not going to do it. All right, folks, thank you all for everything. I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and decreed. All right, manhood hour tomorrow. Take care. we have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.